I'm John Batchelor, johnbatchelorshow.com. Aaron Klein of the WorldNet Daily joins me from Jerusalem, and he is going to introduce a very important player in a negotiation, long-term negotiation, between the government of the United States of America under several presidents and the government of the State of Israel under several prime ministers, including the present-elect Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Aaron, tell the story right now, please, about Jonathan Pollard.
We are, of course, talking about Jonathan Pollard, who's been in Israel, in an American prison since 1985, convicted of one count of passing classified information to an ally and sentenced to life imprisonment, the only person in the history of the United States to receive a life sentence for passing classified information to an ally. And there have been reports since November 2004, that's when I started reporting on this, of some sort of prisoner exchange deal between Jonathan Pollard and the founder of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the architect of the 2000 Intifada, Marwan Barghouti, who was recently elected to the Fatah government. The reports were largely just me by myself until a few weeks ago here in Israel. About a week ago, the Israeli Army Radio, which is government-controlled, reported that the Jewish state would release Marwan Barghouti if America releases Jonathan Pollard.
Now, thoroughly, Aaron, we spoke with Marwan Barghouti's wife several weeks ago, maybe more than a month ago. And at that time, and she's a very well-spoken woman, she lives in Ramallah, she's an attorney, she could not clarify one way or the other whether this deal was underway, correct?
Correct, but she stated time and time again that whatever gets her husband out, she would basically go for it.
All right, we're now joined by the wife of Jonathan Pollard, Esther Pollard. She is also in Jerusalem. The website to check on all the latest information is www.jonathanpollard.org. Esther, a very good evening. Good morning to you. At this point, have you been in contact with either representatives of Ehud Olmert's office in Jerusalem or representatives of the national security apparatus in Washington with regard to this exchange reported in the Israeli press?
I'd like to clarify a couple of things first, John, but before going into that, I have had contacts. But I would like to clarify, as Aaron pointed out before, that Jonathan is in his 21st year of a life sentence for passing classified information to Israel, and that the median sentence for such an offense is 2 to 4 years. Last year, Dennis Ross came out with a book called The Missing Piece, and in it, Ross wrote unabashedly that Jonathan is nothing more than a bargaining chip. He wrote that Jonathan deserves to be freed with no strings attached, but that he advised the President of the United States not to release him at Y or any time until they can use him as a bargaining chip to secure heavy concessions from Israel.
And that is where we are, Esther. So we want to know, has Ehud Olmert's office approached you? Has George W. Bush or anyone in the national security apparatus?
That's not the way things work. They don't go to ask the prisoner if that's what he would like. I think it's very important to understand what we're talking about, John, though. Are you aware that there was a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv a day ago?
Of course, Esther. We reported it extensively about it.
People were killed and 70 people injured.
Yes, and it was the Islamic Jihad and Al-Aqsa with money from Tehran.
Precisely the kind of operation that Marwan Barghouti is famous for masterminding. He's sitting in prison serving 5 life sentences for doing exactly that kind of operation, and my husband is sitting in prison for preventing those kinds of terrorist attacks. So the notion of this kind of swap is absolutely perverse.
But nevertheless, Esther, I need to know, and the public needs to know, my audience is keen on this. They're very well informed. We're speaking with Esther Pollard, who is Jonathan Pollard's wife, and she is in Jerusalem at this moment. Much of the time she spends in North America, either visiting Jonathan Pollard or working very diligently to maintain the facts. Have you been contacted by Ehud Olmert's office in Jerusalem?
Regarding the swap?
Yes.
That's not the way that these kinds of swaps are done. What I was contacted by repeatedly was by the media, who received these rumors as government leaks, much to our chagrin, by putting Jonathan's name out in the news, what they're doing is trying to get people used to the idea that they're going to free this mass murderer.
All right, Aaron, I want to go to you. Esther has not, I think not, although I did not get a no from her, has Ehud Olmert's office made it very clear to the media because they want something for Jonathan Pollard? Is that, I mean, they want something for Marwan Barghouti, something big.
the leak is very strange, and it happened a week ago. It certainly came from Omar's office because they quoted diplomatic officials, and it was from a government-controlled army radio. The question, though, is, are they leaking this for public consumption in order to press for the release of Jonathan and also Marwan Barghouti in some sort of prisoner exchange, or is Omar, and this looks possible at the, and likely at this point, or is Omar leaking Jonathan Pollard using his name just to massage public attention with regard to releasing Barghouti? So it could be that they're looking to release only Barghouti, and they did this, they floated this in the public with the releases of with the rumors of the Pollard Barghouti release.
And as we're speaking with Esther Pollard,
for the last 21 years, as much as the United States has used Jonathan as a bargaining chip, Jerusalem has also used him as a bargaining chip with the Israeli public. Every time that the government here wants to do something that the public regards as unsavory, they float rumors in the press here that maybe we'll get Pollard for doing this. A year ago, there were major headlines saying, when Arik Sharon came back from the United States, saying that if we would disengage from Gaza, then we would get Jonathan Pollard. We disengaged from Gaza, and Pollard remained in prison. This is a very cynical way to exploit Jonathan as a bargaining chip on this side of the ocean.
The website for complete information about Jonathan Pollard is www.jonathanpollard.org. A few facts here. Jonathan Pollard, when in the 1980s he committed what crime he's accused of, was an American citizen. He is now an Israeli citizen. Also, the crime that Jonathan Pollard is accused and, according to my information, has agreed to, there was no trial. The crime is passing information, confidential, secret information. It is not the crime of treason, despite statements by government officials in the past. He is not a convicted, treasonous American citizen. He is, in fact, a long-over-detained citizen of the state of Israel. Now, Aaron, I'm going to push you on this. What does Olmert want? What is your best information?
My best information is that Omar wants Barghouti released. The Israeli government wants Barghouti to come in and serve as the other side, as the other possibility once the Hamas government collapses, to take over Fatah and lead it back into victory, because they see him as somebody who they can bargain with and do business with. So the question, though, is is this flurry of media activity in order to massage Israeli public opinion with regard to Pollard and Barghouti, or only with regard to the Barghouti release? And to that, we don't know the answer yet.
Now, quickly, there have been rocket attacks.
There's another side to that issue also. It isn't just about the Israeli street. It's about the Palestinian street. The American Intelligence, Justice, and Defense Departments have raised the price for Jonathan so high that it would convince the Palestinian street that Marwan Barghouti isn't a collaborator and isn't a traitor and is the real item if Israel gets a high-priced item like Jonathan.
Esther,
John, there's something so sick about this. America is supposed to be the bastion of democracy and justice. The median sentence for what Jonathan did, which was essentially to warn Israel about upcoming terrorist attacks like the one we just had the other day, like the ones that Marwan Barghouti planned, that's what Jonathan did. He warned about weapons of war that were being designed for use against Israel by her 22 Arab neighbors. And that won him a life sentence when, in fact, the real sentence is 2 to 4 years.
Esther Pollard is Jonathan Pollard's wife. She's in Jerusalem. She most of the time is in North America. Aaron Klein of the WorldNet Daily is in Jerusalem as well. www.jonathanpollard.org. And quickly, Aaron, in 30 seconds, the rocket attacks over the last news cycle were launched by a Hamas official who I understand is now elevated to the cabinet. Who is he?
This is the Popular Resistance Committee's general director, Jamal Abu Samhada, who was just elevated to actually be the national security minister of the new Hamas government. So the rocket general, who's, by the way, the number two on Israel's most wanted list, is now the interior and national security minister in the Hamas government.
Aaron Klein of the WorldNet Daily. This is John Batchelor at johnbatchelorshow.com. Looking forward to speaking to Abu Rocket Minister. John Batchelor, ABC Radio.